Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I got something to say that won't surprise you. I was fucking furious the other day. I've been doing this podcast for, 5 years now. It started all the way back in August of 2016. And I feel like I'm rolling along pretty good. I feel like I got a good thing going. I post this shit all over. I mean, it's fucking everywhere. If you do a Google search for maybe 5 minutes, a whole bunch of shit comes up. It's on YouTube, sort of. It's on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. All the shit that I list at the end when I'm fucking wrapping the cast up. Podbean has every fucking episode. So you can get this cast all over the place. I also put it in my Facebook timeline, as I fucking say at the end of every fucking episode. But the Facebook episodes, those are the ones where people usually seem to interact with the most. Like, nobody fucking tweets at me or fucking sends me shit on Instagram or any of that fucking shit. If somebody's going to reply or react to any particular podcast, it's always fucking been on Facebook. And this one motherfucker for fucking years has been fucking posting shit that's been pissing me off. It's the same fucking song and dance every fucking time. It's some version of like, how come you're so upset? Oh, it really bothers me to see you so angry all the time. Why are you so down on life? Just fucking blah, 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 blah. All that fucking shit again and again and again and again. And every fucking time I see it, it gets me fucking angrier and angrier and fucking angrier. And I fucking reply to it too. I don't just ignore it. Like, I see it and I'll be like, you know what the fuck? What are you talking about? I'm not down on life. I'm fucking fine. This just bothers me. This fucking bothers me, goddammit. So I fucking ranted about it. What the fuck? Jesus Christ. If you fucking listen to me bitch about, like, drivers going slow or whatever the fuck that I talk about in these casts, like, if you hear me complain about that for a 5 minute podcast, why the fuck would you think I'm down on life? That 5 minute burst, that gave you the fucking insight into my fucking world, into my fucking headspace to know that, oh my God, he must be just walking around miserable all the fucking time. Are you that big of a fucking asshole? Are you that fucking dense? Jesus H fucking Christ. I finally just got fucking sick of it. Like, I would just reply like here and there because I don't want to fucking start any problems. Like, I don't really think I'm a confrontational guy. I fucking hate confrontation. I don't want to fight with you. I don't want to argue with you. Look, I'll fucking do it. I'll tell the motherfucker to fuck off now. Like, I have to do it from time to time. Some motherfucker gets a little testy. You know, I'm gonna tell him to fuck off. I remember specific, like, incidents of telling people to fuck off. I was in a Kmart one time. I told some fucking woman to fuck off. And I didn't even fucking think about it. There was no hesitation. She said, "You're welcome," like an asshole, as if she deserved a thank you. Like, I can't even remember what the situation was. But she's like, "You're welcome." And I was like, fuck off. I don't fucking regret it for a second. I was married at the time, too. I remember my wife, like, looking at me. She's like, "What just happened?" I was like, "I told that woman to fuck off." She's like, "I thought you fucking said that. What the fuck happened?" But, like, I don't want to do that. So I'll try to avoid doing that. So, like, this is a person I've known for a while. Like, I don't want to make a fucking big deal of it. But just know that, like, I'm getting angrier and angrier the longer this fucking shit goes on. And I finally, the other fucking day, just fucking had enough. I did a cast, you know, and she's like, "Why are you so angry all the time?" And I was like, "Why not? Why fucking not?" I thought that was a legitimate answer. Why not? Who gives a shit? Why fucking not? You know why I'm angry all the time? Because there's a lot of shit out there that makes me fucking angry. Take a fucking look around you. Shit sucks. Nationally, it sucks. It sucks worldwide. It sucks fucking at a micro level. I'm sure I got assholes around who suck. It fucking bothers me. A lot of shit fucking bothers me. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with things bothering you. You know what? I'm fucking distrustful. If you're not bothered by shit, if you're just walking around like it's all fucking sunshine and rainbows and fucking smiling all the time, I distrust you. I think that's bullshit. It's like those people who are like, "You know what? I don't hate anybody. I don't hate anything." Oh, you're fucking lying, goddammit. You fucking hate shit. I'm like, "Oh, it just takes too much energy to hate." Are you fucking kidding me? It doesn't take fucking any energy to hate. I mean, if you're actively dwelling on something, it could sap your fucking energy. But, like, I never think about my dad. But if somebody says, like, "Hey, how's your dad?" I hate that motherfucker. The hate doesn't fucking go away. I don't have to work hard for the fucking hate, you dipshit fucks. So after I responded, "Why not be angry?" She was like, "You know, it only hurts you." You sanctimonious sack of shit. Who the fuck are you to fucking tell me how I'm affected by my fucking actions? Listen, you know me loosely. You know what I mean? We used to work together. We talk a little bit on the ship. But you don't have a fucking clue who the fuck I am. You have no idea. And you're gonna fucking tell me, "Hey man, you're angry about drivers driving slow. I mean, you got upset because somebody's going 30 into 40. That's only gonna hurt you." You know what fucking hurts my ass? You. Your shit. Your fucking constant negativity and fucking nagging over and over and over again. That's what fucking chips away my fucking self-worth. Some sack of shit continually telling me what a fucking asshole I am. That's what fucking bothers me. That shit. The fucking anger that fuels a lot of my fucking podcasts, like, that's just like venting. That's just like me being bothered by something. I don't want to be fucking angry all the time, which is exactly why I fucking do this. If I didn't do this fucking podcast, my fucking head would explode. I'd be that fucking asshole, like, with a fucking tinfoil hat on his head, just yelling to people in the fucking streets. I was so fucking upset by that. I was like asking people about it. I'm like, am I a miserable human being? They picked me up. They told me no. They're like, you fucking unfriend that sack of shit. And I thought to myself, like, should I do it? I usually don't unfriend people on Facebook. I just don't really care. Like, you gotta be a really big sack of shit or really bother me in order for me to, like, take you off my fucking friends list. I just don't do it. But I did it. I followed through. You know why I followed through? Because this is not gonna end. Because I fucking said to this person multiple times, listen, I'm not upset. There's a difference between venting and hating. And then it's always the same thing, like, oh, yeah, that's true. But then, like, it's like a fucking Etch-A-Sketch. She just shakes her fucking brain and forgets the conversation we fucking had. And then 2 weeks later, I gotta hear about what a fucking asshole I am again. Or, like, if I bitch about something that she like the beach, because I fucking hate the beach, she'd be like, I like the beach and it really helps me out. You can fucking like the beach. I don't give a shit if you fucking like the beach. If you like the beach, then go to the fucking beach. I'm not saying you can't go to the fucking beach. I'm saying I hate the fucking beach. Fuck. I will tell you, this unfriending happened weeks ago, and I am fucking jazzed. I should have fucking thought of this sooner, because I never fucking think about this asshole anymore. I mean, I thought about it to do this fucking podcast, but beyond this, I'm not thinking about him. Fuck him. I think it's fucking ignorant to assume that you know everything that's going on in somebody's fucking head. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podbean. I said some of that shit earlier. Facebook in my timeline. Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. Twitter at Johnson Hates You. Go fucking wild, please.